Dr. Hamier dictated a clinic note on George Tannehill, George, G-O-R-G-E, last name T-A-N-N-E-H-I-L-L, birthday 10-16-46, dictation 11-23-22. Patient seen with history of having shortness of breath, wanting chest x-ray, states oxygen dropped to 88, self-checking at home. Past medical history of gets breathing treatments without Buterol, metformin, Nexium, sertraline, atorvastatin, aspirin, ciprogel, clonidine, isoproxol, hydrochlorothiazide and Genevia, 100 milligrams, history of diabetes, hypertension, and stroke. Physical exam, general appearance. No acute distress, except without evidence of hypoxia. With all signs showing a PO2 of 90, with the same reported to a daughter at home, and eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Correction, with 90 reported at home, daughter states that normally it's around 96 or 98. Eyes, ears, nose, and throat, normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs with slightly decreased breath sounds, without growls or wheezing, abdomen soft, again, anatomy or tenderness, chest x-ray with, heart rate rhythm without murmurs of gallop, skin extremities and neurological within normal limits. X-ray obtained showed questionable mediastinal error in the retrocardiac area, compatible with pneumothorax, because of abnormality of chest x-ray and decreased PO2. It was recommended to the daughter to take the patient to the emergency room for further evaluation and treatment. Patient was opposed to that, stated he thought nothing was wrong with him, but was attempts were made to persuade him to go to the hospital. The ultimate decision to be made by him without obvious impairment of his mentation. Daughter to check with other sisters to see about choice of hospitals, sees a Dr. Patel in Conroe for routine care without pulmonary evaluation, advised to consider taking to Conroe Regional Medical Center where Dr. Patel would be available to care for patients. Diagnosis is hypoxia with possible mediastinal pneumothorax with history of stroke, hypertension, and diabetes. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.